Today's Shi'ur is Masechta Tainus, Daf Tezayin. We will begin Daf Tezayin, Amar Aleph, Rechoif, Teva, Vesakim, Efer, Kfura, Maria, Simon, on the fourth line of the Gemara. So the Mishnah had said, taught us that we take the Teva to the city square on the Tainus, and the Gemara begins by discussing why they took it out. Lama Yotzim Rechayv, ask the Gemara, why did they take the Teva, as we explain, most Rishonim explain, that the Teva means the Aron HaKadosh, and the Gemara wants to know, why do we take the Aron HaKadosh out to the city square? It says the Gemara, V'chibar Abba Omer, Loima Z'aknu B'tzina, we began davening in the privacy of the Beis HaKnesses, V'loina Neinu, and we have not been answered. So now, if it didn't work inside the shul, nivza atzmeina b'faresya, we will now embarrass ourselves by going public. Rishlakishama galinu gulasein galinu. We've gone to Golus by taking the Sefer Torah out to the Rechav Shalir, and we dam takarish baruchu gulaseinu mechaperes alanu, that the Golus should help us. So, of course, the Mefarshim ask that it's obvious that we have to do this in a public place to show that we are embarrassed for the averus that we've done. What's the question? So the Mefarshim answer that if that is the entire purpose, then it would be enough for us to just take the Sefer, the Aron HaKodesh, out to the Rechav HaShalir, out to the public square. The Gemara's question is, why is that not enough? Why must the tefillah also take place out in the Rechav HaShalir? So the Gemara gave two answers. One is because that shows a higher level of embarrassment. And the other pshat is that it should be a golus, that we're taking the Sefer Torah, taking the Aron HaKadosh out to the middle of the town. Ask the Gemara, what is the halachic nafkamina between these two pshatim? Says the Gemara, Ikamenai the Golem Bei Knishta Bei Knishta. If we take it from one shul to another shul, if the issue is that we're going to Golus, so we've gone to Golus. If the issue is that we need to be outdoors, then that would be this not enough. And I saw the Mefarshim and explain that certainly even Reish Lakish agrees that we should, that it's better that we should go to the public square. That's what the Mishnah says. What the Gemara means to say is that let's say where we don't have the opportunity to take out to Rechav HaShalir, that then we should at least take it, according to Reish Lakish, to another Beis HaKnesses. Whereas according to the Rav Chiya bar Abba's pshat, there is no point in taking it to another shir. V'lam metzina sateva l'Rechav HaShalir. So now the Gemara continues, why do we take the Aron there? Not just that we go out there. Ar Meshu B'Levi, Loi Meklit, Tzenua Ha'ilonu, Nisbaza B'Veneinu, that the Keli, the Aron Kodesh, which is normally indoors, is now taken out. So Posh Pshat is that it's a terrible bazillion that the Sefer Torah should be taken out to the middle of the city. The Tveres Yisrael takes this one step further. He says, what we're trying to say here is that we recognize that the source for all of our problems is because we did not treat the Torah properly. We didn't give the proper Kavanah Torah. We didn't learn Torah the way we were supposed to learn Torah. Had we acted towards the Torah the way we were supposed to, we could have avoided all of these problems. And this Gemara is the basis for a tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos Devar Chaim. The Shalos Tshuvos Devar Chaim, Chelek Aleph Yoredeya Simen Nun Tes, says that the minig is Rachman al Tzlan, if a Sefer Torah falls, that we should, that people fast, if Chas V'Shalom, that Sefer Torah falls. And he says the source for that is what we've just learned in our Gemara. It says that if we had a Kli Tzenua, you have the Sefer Torah, which is the most significant object that we have in a shul. and gets embarrassed. Here we learn to get embarrassed by being taken out. Certainly by falling, it gets embarrassed, and therefore one has to fast, chas v'shalom, if the Sefer Torah fell down. Rav Moshe discusses this tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos Igros Moshe, Ayre Chaim, Chel Gimel, Simen Gimel, and he says, what will be the halacha? Certainly we know the minhag ha'olam is that if a Sefer Torah, Rachman Slam, falls, so everybody who's in the shul falls down, everybody who's in the shul fasts if they were there when the Sefer Torah fell. What's going to be the halacha if you're a member of the shul, but you weren't there when the Sefer Torah fell down? What will be the halacha? And he wants to suggest that according to the Devar Chaim, the halacha ought to be that only the people who witnessed the bezoyin, only the people who witnessed the bezoyin should have to fast. Other people who did not actually see, so they weren't in his baza. And therefore, Moshe suggests that only the people who actually saw the Sefer Torah Rachman Slam fall have to fast, no one else. I saw a beautiful pshat by the Sa'al of Tshuvas Ber Sorim in this Gemara. He says the purpose, the place for Sefer Torah is to be kept in the Aron Kodesh, in a beautiful Aron Kodesh with silver crowns. That's, on one hand, the purpose of a Sefer Torah. The other purpose of the Sefer Torah is to guide us and lead our lives. And actually, the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Aleph Amabeis, teaches us that that's why the Melech Yisrael is supposed to have two Sifrei Torah. One Sefer Torah, Achash Yoytzes V'Nechnas Asimai, one Sefer Torah that he carries with him wherever he goes, V'Achash Shemenachas Loi B'Beis Genozov. One is to be kept in his treasure home. And that's because both of these elements of the Sefer Torah, wherever we go, we have to have the Sefer Torah with us. But we also have to know that wherever we are, we have to give the proper kavod to the Sefer Torah. And in fact, he says, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, at the beginning of Perek Kuf Yotes, the Pasuk says, Ashrei Tamimei Derech, that the Torah is with them, that even when they travel, even when they're not in the privacy of their home, they're traveling, the Sefer Torah is with them wherever we go. When we take the Sefer Torah, as we're just learning, out to the public, and as we will discuss, that not only do we put the ash on the top of each individual, but we put the ash on the top of the Sefer Torah as well, on top of the Aron, what we're saying is that we didn't treat with the Sefer Torah with the proper kavod. We didn't take the Sefer Torah out with us wherever we went. Had we taken the Sefer Torah out with us wherever we went, we wouldn't need to take it out now. And the fact that we're taking it out now is a declaration that we're recognizing that had we had the Sefer Torah with us all the time, if the Sefer Torah would be an integral part of our lives all of the time, we would not have to take out the Sefer Torah now during this time of Tzoros. Continues the Gemara, V'lam miskasim b'sakin, why when they davened did they put on sackcloth? Amrav Chibar Abba, loy maharei'anu chashuvim kebehema. We consider ourselves like an animal, and therefore the question, that's why we put on big day sakim. So the Mefarshim ask that all the clothing we made are made out of animal skin. And when we wear a suit made out of wool, it's also animal. The question is, what the Gemara means to say is that if somebody wants to cover his animal, he doesn't buy his animal an expensive wool suit. He puts on sack on the animal. And what the Gemara means to say, says Rashi, is that just like animals, if you want to cover them, you cover them with cheap, inexpensive sack cloth. That's the same when a person on the fast day, they put on the sack cloth. And the question is, just like animals, And the question is, why did they do so? To teach us, because Lama Miskas Misakin, Amar Chiba Abba, Harein Chashum Kibahema, we're like an animal. Continues the Gemara, as we mentioned a moment ago. Why did they put ash on top of the Aron Kodesh that they take out? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. That we know that this is the Aron HaKodesh, and that's where the Sefer Torah is. The Sefer Torah says the Mashal represents the Shechina, the Sefer Torah represents the Kedusha. In the Beis HaMikdash, we know, in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, we know that the Aron was, that Shechina was on top of the Aron. And that's why we're saying that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us in these Tzaras. The Shlok HaShomer, the Pasuk says, Bekol Tzarasam Lo Tzar. And actually, what is the nafkamina between both of these Limudim? Aren't both of them teaching us the same concept that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us in all situations? So I saw the Mefarshim explain, according to the first pasuk, Im Anoch B'tzara is teaching us that even when an individual, when a person, one individual is suffering tzaras, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Im Anoch B'tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. According to the pasuk of Bechol Tzarasam Leitzar, it's only when tzarasam, when the community is suffering, but not when just one individual is suffering. When I saw my first experience and seeing the Rabbanon, the Avli Meifa Mikla Gabateva, to put the ashes on top of the Aron Kodesh, Mizdazali Kol Gufoi, my entire body shook, because to see the embarrassment that the Sefer Torah is suffering was so significant. As we discussed in the Mishnah yesterday, they put ash on the head of every person. Why? Says the Gemara, plead by Rav Levi, by Chomer, Rav Chanina. That we say that we are insignificant like ash. That we should remember the ash of Yitzchak. And of course, we know that Yitzchak never got burnt. But Rashi, and Chumash says, that when ultimately Avram Avinu brought the oil, instead of bringing Yitzchak Avinu as a carbon, as he was doing the various acts on the oil, he was saying whatever he's doing to the oil, he really wanted to do to Yitzchak. So that server, that so therefore it's considered the ash of Yitzchak. So the Gemara offered two reasons why this is done. And the Gemara wants to know, my benai, what is the nafkamina between the two reasons? Answers the Gemara, ikmenai ofestam. Can you use earth instead of ash? According to say that we're insignificant, so we could use offer. If the point is, however, to remember the afer of Yitzchak Avinu, so then that would only be accomplished with afer. It only could be accomplished with afer. Of course, Rashi teaches us that if there's an option to give afer or offer, ash or earth, everybody agrees it's better to give ash. And the Ben Yoyada explains, because ash is even less worthwhile than earth. Earth is something that has a future. You could plant something in earth and it will grow. But when you take ash, ash has very little purpose. There's nothing you could do with ash. And therefore, by taking ash, we're announcing that we are totally useless in the state of when we're doing Averis. Nama Yoytzin Besakfaris says the Gemara further, obviously they used to go out to the Besakfaris on these fast days, and the Gemara discusses why did they do so. Says the Gemara, Pligiba Rav Levi Bacham Rav Chanina. We are insignificant, as if we're no longer alive anymore. The Chanamar, that the purpose is Kadesh Shivakshu Alenu Mesim Rachman. We're davening that the people who are buried should have Rachmanis for us. My Benayu, what's the nafkamina between these two pshatim? Says the Gemara, Ikmenayu Kivrei Akam. If you go to a non-Jewish cemetery, if the point is So what's the difference if they're Jewish or non-Jewish? If the point is that they should daven for us, obviously the only ones that could daven for us are Meisi Yisrael. So the Bach discusses, is a person allowed to go to a Beis HaKvaris and ask that the people who are buried in the Beis HaKvaris should daven on our behalf? He says that that may be in the category of a Dorish Alameisim. So maybe we're not allowed to do so. He says that, and therefore the Bach says, that when one goes to cemetery to daven, he shouldn't daven that the people who are buried there should daven on our behalf. We're davening that the schus of the mason, the schus of the tzaddikim who are buried here, should help us and in this time that we need schusim. Another pshat that I saw is that the mokum where mason are buried is a mokum kadosh, is a holy place. And of course, davening in a holy place has much value to help that our tefillah should be answered. The Maramshik takes a different approach. His approach is that, of course, we're not allowed to directly ask the Mason to daven on our behalf. Rather, explains the Maramshik, what we do is we go to the place where the Mason are buried. And we say, we're suffering from tzoris. And the Mason on their own, not because we've asked them, but the Mason on their own, hearing our Bakasha, daven on our behalf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Tosfos says, why the meaning is that many people go to a cemetery on Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is considered like a Tainus Tzibur, and we're learning here in the Gemara that on a Tainus Tzibur we go to a cemetery, so that's why in Tisha B'Av we go to the cemetery. Moreover, Daruch HaShulchan says, when the people who are no longer in this world see that we are suffering, it causes that they should also suffer. We are their descendants. And when they suffer, they go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and daven on our behalf. So the Gemara says, the nafkamina was, that if there's no Kivrei Yisrael available, should you go to Kivrei Akum? But certainly Rashi says that certainly the Paiskim say that even according to the Man D'Omer, that we're trying to make a declaration that Arei Anu Chashuvim Kameisim, that we're considered like people who are no longer alive, the halacha is, say the Paiskim, that it's better, of course, to go to a Jewish cemetery than to a non-Jewish cemetery. Says the Gemara, my Hamaria, since we've brought machloikis between Reb Levi Bar Chama and Reb Chanina, the Gemara brings another machloikis, even though it's of course not directly related to our sugya. My Hamaria, we know that the place where Avraham Avinu did the Akedah, the place where the Beis Hamikdash was built, is called Har Maria. And the Gemara wants to know, why is it called that way? It says the Gemara, pligabar Reb Levi Bar Chama Reb Chanina, Chanama Har Shiyotzim and Arol Yisrael. We know Kimitzion Teitze Torah, from there came out the Torah. We know that the Lishkus Hagozes, where the Sanhedrin sat, was on the Harabais, right next to the Beis Hamikdash. So that's why the Gemara says that the Har Maria is the place where Halacha emanated for all of Klal Yisrael. V'char Amar Har Shiyotzim and Arol of the Kachavim. When the Akum hear of the greatness and the glory of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, that causes that they should all fear Klal Yisrael. Hazokin Shabbana Oymen Lefneim Divrei Kvushim. So we learned that the elder amongst them says to them Divrei Kvushim. Tan Rabbanan, so says the Gemara, Im Yesh Zokin, if there's a Zokin available to do so, Oymen Zokin, he should be the one to say it. Vimlav, but if there's no such individual available, Oymer Chacham, the Chacham should say it. Vimlav, Oymer Adam Shatzura. If that's not available, Adam Shatzura. Rashi explains that the definition of an Adam Shatzura is Bal Koyma, somebody who has an imposing look that people respect. So the Mashah asks, is just because somebody's tall and opposing, does that mean that people will pay attention to what he says? And that's why the Meiri explains that about Adam Shatzura as a person who's well known to be a great person. And since he's a person that everybody has great respect for this individual, when he says something, people respect what he says. Ask the Gemara, but it's difficult to understand. We said Zokin is before Chochem. Ask the Gemara, Otam Zokin the Kamri, when we speak about an elderly individual, is he Afgav the Lav Chochem Hu? Just because he's elderly, is he qualified? Am Rabaya, says Rabaya Chochem. This is the way to understand what happens. Im yeis zokin vu chachem. If we have an individual who's both a zokin and chachem, he's the first one to be the one to speak. I'm a zokin v'chol chachem. He's the one that we choose. V'mlav, if we can't find such a situation, I'm a chachem. We have the chachem speak, even though he's not a zokin. V'im emlav, I'm Adam Shatzura. So the way the Meiri categorizes it, the first person we look for is a zokin v'chachem. If we can't find that, then we take a chacham, even though he's not a zaken. If we can't find that, we take a zaken that's not a chacham. And if we can't find that, then we should take a adam shatzura. We should take a distinguished individual. And he says, "Achenu, my brothers, loy levis sak v'tanis garim." It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs our fasting, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs our wearing the sack. El tshuva ma'aseh tovim garmim. What we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he should look at our tshuva, we should do tshuva, we should do what's right. Shekem et sinab an sheninveh, as we discussed in our previous year, Yoina came to the city of Nineveh with a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they're not doing what's right, and the people were told, Shinloi Nambahem, and the pasuk doesn't say, V'yarol kim asakim as tanisam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't interested in the fasting. El v'yarol kim as maseim kishovim medakim arah. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for is our tshuva. And as the Mefarshim explains, so why do we need to fast? Why do we need to put on a sack if that's not what's important? Because these various things that we do are what cause that we should set the stage and set the environment for us to do tshuva. But the entire goal is for us to do tshuva. Viskasu sakim, the pasuk says that the king of Nineveh told his people, Visaku sakim adam behema. Says the Gemara, may have a avdi, what did the people do to cause that even the animals should be bitzar? Asriya behemas luchud vessel vladis luchud. They tied the animals and their children separately from each other. And Amru lefanav Ribbono shel Olam, they daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein atam rachim aleinu. If you don't have rachmanis on us, ein anam rachim aleilu, then we won't have rachmanis on these animals. And I saw from the Sefer Pnine Arav, from Reb Herschel Shechter Shlita, he quotes from Reb Yoshe Ber Zatzal, Reb Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik. He says, this Gemara is difficult to understand. Do we cause the animals to suffer because people didn't act properly? Why does it make sense to cause people, the animals, to suffer because people weren't doing what they're supposed to be doing? So he says that the purpose of the people of Nineveh wasn't to say, well, if you won't have rachmanis on us, we won't have rachmanis and animals. He says what it means is that we as human being have an obligation to have the midas rachmanis. We have the obligation to have pity on other individuals. And he says, where does that come from? Because the Gemara says, Mahu Rachim, just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Baal Rachmim, so too are we supposed to be Baal Rachmim. He said, so what we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kav Yochel, if you don't show Rachmanis on us, so we won't have any more an example. This that we act with Rachmanis towards animals all comes from the fact that you have, all comes from the fact that we learn from you the way you have Rachmanis on us. But if you're not going to have rachmanis on us, we will no longer have an example of whom to learn from how to have rachmanis. And if we no longer have that example of whom to have rachmanis, we're going to end up acting in an inappropriate way. We're going to end up not having rachmanis on our animals. And the pasuk continues describing what happened in Nineveh. The pasuk says, "V'yikra elokim b'chazaka." Says the Gemara, "My Amma." What did they say when the pasuk says they cried out to Hashem b'chazaka with strength? Amma fan rabbanu shloilem olav v'she'en olav. When there's this debate being a person who acts appropriately, who acts kindly, and another person, when tzaddik rasha. Between a tzaddik and rasha, have a debate. Me netchem b'nei mi. The tzaddik gives up to the rasha, even though, because that's the midah of a tzaddik, that he always gives in. Here too, even though we are the people who aren't acting appropriately, and you're a great tzaddik, please have rachmanis on us. The pasuk continues saying, "V'yeshuva ish midak ara min chamas asher kapeyim," from what they stole. Ask the Gemara, "My." What does that mean? Amishmul. What it means is, a few gods of Meresh, if somebody stole a bean, or Barnababira, and he put it into his home, Mekakeya Kalabira, they would dismantle the entire home, or Machs Meresh Labalov, in order to give back that bean. Amrav Adabahava. Adam Shesh Beda Aveira. If a person has done an Aveira of Gezel, Umasfada, and he says vidui, regretting what he've done. However, he doesn't return what he stole. How do we look at that person? Says the Gemara, the way we look at that person, somebody who's holding on to a sheretz, and we know that the dead shrotzim cause tuma, that filu taiva become emishav oilim, even if he'll go to every mikveh in the world, his tefillah won't be useful. Because if you didn't do tshuva, and tshuva means not just tshuva with lip service, tshuva means that you actually acted on your tshuva, then the tshuva has value. Zark shar miyadai, but once you throw the sheretz out of your home, kima shetava b'abam saw, you could go to the smallest mikveh that just holds abam saw. The halacha is miyan also like tefillah. The tefillah will be effective, as the pasuk in Mishlei says. Shenema umayda v'oizav yiruchem. As soon as you do tshuva, Hakadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanos on us. And the pasuk says the soul of aveinu al kapayim al kol mishkev shemayim. As soon as we lift up our hands to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and we show that our hands are clean, and as we just said that if we've chas v'shalom stolen and we have something that doesn't belong to us, we return it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now I'm going to accept your tshuva. There's a very interesting debate between Rabbi Reuven Grzovsky Zatzal and Rabbi Chaim Brisker, Chaim Soloveitchik. The Gemara speaks about Toivel v'sheretz b'yodai. If somebody goes to the mikveh holding the sheretz, is pshat that tefillah was totally useless, or is pshat that the tefillah is a valid tefillah, but he right away becomes tamei a moment afterwards? So Rav Chaim Brisker said the person that goes to the mikveh holding a sheretz, the tefillah is totally useless. Whereas the opinion of Rav Reuven Grzovsky was that the tefillah, the going to the mikveh, is a valid tefillah, but he immediately becomes tamei the next moment. So he said, we learned in the Mishnah, they began to daven. Maridin lefnei teva. Who did they ask to be the one to daven? Says the Gemara, Zokin v'rogel. Tan rabbanon. Amdu b'tfila. They begin davening. Al b'sheishem zokin v'chacham. Even though there's a zokin v'chacham, ein maridin lefnei teva. We only ask an individual to be the shliach tzibur. Ela adam harogel. Somebody who is accustomed to daven. That means Rashi says that he's very accustomed to daven, and he won't make any mistake in the tefillah. Another pshat that the Bartanura suggests is that this person has experience in being the chazan, and since he has experience in being the chazan, we can be confident that he's going to do what he's supposed to do as he stands in tefillah. The Tveres Yisrael says, the Ragel b'tefillah means that he understands the words of the tefillah. Somebody who understands what he's saying when he davens, his davening, of course, is a much better experience. Rabbi Yudaimer, metupel, somebody has young children. And not only does he have young children, but he doesn't have the ability to support them. And that causes the person to be broken and daven with greater kavana and greater attention to his tefillah. And when he does work, he's a person, we're talking about fast days that were made because of a lack of rain. So a person who is depending on the rain is a better about tefillah, because he, when we're davening for rain, knows the value of the rain. Ubeis Reikam, and his home is Reikam, the Gemara is going to explain. Upirkanah, the Gemara is going to explain that in a moment also. Shaval Barach, he's a modest, humble individual. Umrutzalam, people are happy and ready to accept him as the Shliach Tziba. V'yeshle Nima, and he davens nicely, he knows how to get people into the tefillah. The Koyla Arvi has a sweet voice. Obaki Likas B'Tayr B'Neviim K'suvim, he is familiar with the Tayr B'Neviim K'suvim. Lishtas B'Medish B'Halachas B'Gadi, he knows Halacha and he knows Halgada. Obaki B'Kala Brachas Kulan. And the reason is that we pick such an individual because we pick an individual who everybody's satisfied with, because that's an individual who, this individual is going to be our shliach. And the person who we ask should be our shliach should be a person who we are satisfied that he should be our shliach. Why is it so important that he be baki? The Gemara says there has to be Talmud Chacham, no Tanakh, no Medrash Halachas and Agadas. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Eli Rabba that if he is a person who's not a Talmud Chacham, the pasuk says, "Meiser oznoi mishmaya tefillah, mishmaya Torah." Somebody who doesn't learn Torah, gam tefillasa te'eva, his tefillah is not accepted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we look specifically for somebody who should be a Talmud Chacham. The Rashba in the Shas Tshuvas Rashba, Chelik Aleph Simen Reish Tazvav, discusses a Shlich Tzibur who, as we just said, a Shlich Tzibur should have a nice voice. Is a Shlich Tzibur allowed to daven in a way that would make the davening longer, but people will hear his beautiful voice? And the Rashba says it depends what is this Baal Tefillah's intention by davening in such a fashion. If he's davening in such a fashion because he wants to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is his way of showing his chshivas and his love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that's fantastic. But if his entire purpose is because he wants to show off to the audience, that says the Rashba, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Nosno Lai B'Koyla, they offer their voice, Al Kains Nesiyah, I hate that. And the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Nun Gimel, Sifkotan Nun Hei, quotes the same Sefer Chassidim. The same applies to somebody who's giving a drasha. If the person gives a drasha, with the purpose of his giving a drasha is to inspire the people to whom he is speaking, then it's fantastic. But if all the purpose of this person who's giving the drasha is just because he wants to show off that he's a fantastic speaker, he's a fantastic orator, that's not the person who should be speaking. And however, says the Sefer Cheshuki Chemed, if the Baal Tefillah is davening, and by his davening he's that way, he is causing that the people on Shabbos, Yontif, when he's davening that way, have an Oynik Shabbos from his davening, so that's also permissible, because an Oynik Shabbos, we know, is important. So the Gemara just identified all of the qualities we need to find in a Baal Tefillah. Says the Gemara, V'yav bar Rabbanan Anayu bar Yitzchak ba'Ami. Rabbi Yitzchak ba'Ami was a person that had all these wonderful qualities, and therefore he was the person most suitable to be the Baal Tefillah. So we spoke about the qualities. We said that he's metupel ve'enloy, that he has a large family and he doesn't have the means to support them. And beisarekum. So ask the Gemara that he doesn't have any real assets. Ask the Gemara, isn't that to say? Answers the Gemara, Amar of Chizda, Zesh beisarekum and Averu. Metupel means that he doesn't have any finances. And beisarekum means that he didn't do any Averu. We also learned that one of the qualities the Baal Tefillah has to have is Upirkei Noah. Amar Rabbi Zesh lo yotza lo shem Rabbi Yodusa. That even when he was a young man, that no, there were no bad rumors about him. And the Torah writes that the halacha is that this is what's required. And the question is, when we say that this is required, is this the halacha only on a fast day? Or is this halacha, we were speaking in our Gemara, was this the halacha all the time? And it's machlokes rishonim. The Rimagash is of the opinion, and the Mizrahi of the opinion, that this is a halacha only on a fast day. And the Mashal writes that all year round, it's not absolutely required, but it's appropriate that even whenever we can, we should take a person who's a great person to meet about tefillah, because as the Oz Ruach says, ein kateger nasa seneger, that a person who we want should speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our behalf should not be a person to and speak speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to defend us, cannot be a person who's a virus. But now the question is, what's the halacha if he's about tshuva? So the Magen Avraham, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Magen Avraham, since any person that's about tshuva, certainly all year round, besides our Gemara on Tainus Tzibur, the halacha is to be about tefillah. And the Ramah takes this a step further. Even if a person did an Avera, as long as he did not do the Avera b'mezid, as long as he only did the Avera b'shoigig, the halacha is that he's now about tshuva, we could use this person to be our about tefillah. Says the Gemara, Hosli nachlosi k'arya b'yar, nosn le'b'koyla, al kein s'nisiyo. Says the Gemara, my nosn le'b'koyla, omra zurcha batov yo omra av, v'amra le'y omra v'chama, omra b'leza zesh le'ich tzi b'shein ahogun, hayor l'fnei teva. If somebody who is a person who's not acting properly, he should not be about tefillah. Because when a Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at this person, he remembers, explains the averis this person did, and he says, how should this person be abal tfela? Another pshat that the Kolba suggests is just like we know when a carbon is brought. If the kayin who's offering the carbon has a machsheves pigel, has an inappropriate machshava, he disqualifies the tzibur, he disqualifies the carbon. If this person is abal avera, so he should not be the person that should be the one who's the Baal Tefillah. I saw in the Sefer Chashukei Chemed a tremendous chiddush. He says if somebody, Rachman Tzlan, has COVID, and if he has COVID, he certainly should be quarantining. He should not be coming to shul when he has COVID. And he's interested in being the Baal Tefillah, and therefore he came to shul and was the Baal Tefillah, even though he shouldn't have been. He says that person was not Maitzi, the Rabban the Tefillah. And he certainly didn't daven. Because as we've been explaining, the purpose of the Baal Tefillah is to be our Shliach. And a Shliach who does the wrong thing, we would have never appointed this person to be our Shliach if we would have known his circumstances. And therefore, he should not be the Baal Tefillah. We learned in the Mishnah, V'ayim l'fneim esen v'arba brachos, Shmon Esri Shebechol Yoyim. We say the Shemoneh Esrei that's said every day, as we said a number of times. It's really 19 brachas in our standard Shemoneh Esrei. Or most of the lame, oid sheish, and we add 6 more brachas on the Tanit Tzibur. Says the Gemara, Hani sheish, why do we say that we only add 6? If we review the Mishnah, Sheva Havin, there are 7. Ketnan al shvius oim barach marachim al oritz. Answers the Gemara, Arum nachme yitzchuk mai shvius, shvius la rucha. The 7 brachas that are said longer. But actually, the first bracha that's said is really part of Rei No. Kretanya, Begoy Yisrael Marach, the Baal Tefillah, when he says the first bracha of Rei No Venyenu, the brach of Goyal Yisrael, he adds, he says, Mishanes Avraham Avinu b'har Moria, Huyana eschem, Yishmen b'kol tzakaschem ayoyim azeh, Baruch Goyal Yisrael. Then, Oynin Achrov, and the Tzibur responds, Amen, v'chazen knes oymolem, tiku b'nei Aaron, tiku. V'chayz v'aymer, then he continues to say, there is an interesting question that the Rishonim debate, if on the Tana Tzibur, the seventh last Tana Tzibur that we've been discussing with about tefillah, adds all these brachas, and was saying that in the first bracha of Reina Banyenu, he also adds, does he say the standard Aneinu as well? Or is it not necessary to say the standard Aneinu that's said in all the other fast days because he's saying these other tefillahs as well? The Chayz Vayimah, then he continues to say, Mishanas Avesenu Yamsuf, Huyana Eschem, Yishma B'kol Tzakaschem Hayoyim Hazeh, Baruch Zoycha Nishkachas, V'hein Oynin Achrov Omein, V'chazin HaKnes Oymolam Hariyu B'nei Aaron Hariyu, V'kein B'chol Bracha V'Achas, Achas Oymah Tiku V'Achas Oymah Hariyu. The reason why by this bracha we say Zoycha Nishkachas, because Klal Yisrael, who were languishing in Mitzrayim for 210 years, felt as if they were forgotten. And now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he took us out from Mitzrayim, remembered us. The Rishonim debate, we saw by the first bracha, the Chazan HaKnesset said, Tiku B'nai Aaron Tiku. And here he says, Hariyu B'nai Aaron Hariyu. So some Rishonim say, it really just a change of wording. But what was done by the first was done by the second. However, there are Rishonim that suggest, when he said Tiku Hariyu, when the Chazan would say, Tiku B'nai Aaron Tiku, they would do Tekiya Teruah Tekiya. And they would say Hariyu, when the Chazak Nasus would say Hariyu B'nai Aaron Hariyu, they would do Teruah Tekiya Teruah. B'medvar Murim says the Gemara, when is the Halacha that we say Amen? B'gvulin. That's outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Ava B'Migdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kain. L'fisha Ein Oynim B'Migdash. B'Migdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't say Amen. Says the Gemara, Menayin Shein Omrim Omen B'Migdash. From where do we learn that in the Beis HaMikdash they did not say Omen to a bracha? Shnema Kuma Baruch Hashem Elokeichem Mina Oilam Vara Oilam V'Yivaruch Hashem K'Vayd V'Yivaruch Hashem K'Vaydachem Rama Ka Baruch Osila. We say Baruch Hashem. And the reason why they said Baruch Hashem and not Omen explains the Ritva, because in the Beis HaMikdash when they said the Shem Hashem, they said the Shem HaMafirish. And since when you say the Shem HaMafirish, when you hear the Shem HaMafirish, it's appropriate to say Baruch Shem Kvei Machusa Loilam Void. Yochel, I call a brach kulon loitehei el brach achas. Maybe only after you hear all the brachas do you say once Baruch Shem Kvei Machusa Loilam Void. Tamalayma, the prosik says, "Umemraimam akol bracha sila." To teach us, akol bracha, and every individual bracha, tainloy tehila, we should give an individual praise to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, "Vel b'migdash ha'mau oimer." So how was the bracha recited in the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Gemara, the Brisa explains. They said, "Baruch Hashem alakim, alkei Yisrael min ha'olam va'olam, baruch Goyal Yisrael." V'hein oim achrov, the tzibur would say, Baruch Shem Kvoy Machusa Loilam Void. And then the Chazan Knesset oim lehem, Tiku HaKahana B'nei Aaron Tiku. And the Chayzer Voimer, and then the Shamish would say, Mishonas Avram Avinu Bahar Maria, Hu Yana Eschem Yishma B'kol Tzakaschem B'yoyim Azeh. And the reason explains the Ritva, the Chazan Knesset repeated this, because since there was such a large gap from when they said, for when the Baal Tefillah said the bracha until they came to blow the shofar, because they didn't just say an amen, they said Baruch Shem Kvay Mechus Loilam Vod. So since there was such a large, long interruption, it's appropriate that he should review the bracha. He continued saying Baruch Hashem Al Kei Yisrael Zoycha Nishkachas. The Baal Tefillah said that. V'heim Oynim Achra Baruch Shem Kvay Mechus Loilam Vod. And then the Chazan Knesset Oymelam Ariu, Kana Bnei Ariu, and continues the Gemara Bryson saying, "Vekayim b'chol bracha bracha." So was the order by every bracha. Bachas Oymel Tiku, Bachas Oymel Ariu, Atchem is Kulam until he finished all the brachas. Vekach Hinig Rav Chalafta B'Tzipayri, and this was Rav Chalafta did in Tzipayri, that this is the way they should say the Tefillah Natan Tzibur. the Rav Chananya ben Trajan did so in Sichni, and says the Gemara, Ukshiba Adavel Fnei Chachamim, and when the Chachamim found out what they were doing, they said, Lo Yai Nogin Kein El Bishar Mizuch Bar Abayis. This Nusach should only be said in the Beis HaMikdash, not anywhere else. This the Amri, and there's a different Baraisa. Kedetanya, Oymel Fneim, Esr Abba Brachas, he'd said 24 Brachas. What does that mean? Shman Esr Shbechol Yoyim, Moisef Aleim Oit Sheish, another 6 Brachas were added. Vois and Sheish Hechen Amram, where were they inserted? Ben Goyal L'Roife Choyli, or Marach B'Goyal, Begula, as we said, in the Bracha of Goyal Yisrael, they would add extra tefillas. Behein einun achrav akol bracha bracha. Vekach hayu noigim begvolin. Ava b'migdash einun bracha shem al kei yisrael min oilam v'oilam. Baruch al yisrael. V'lohayu einun amein. V'lohayu einun achrav amein. They did not say amein in the base of migdash. Says the Gemara v'kol kach lama. Why? V'fisha ein einun amein b'migdash. In the base of migdash, the recital is not the same as in the amein is not what's said in the Beis HaMikdash. Menayin, says the Brayis of Menayin, Shein Oymer B'Mikdash, where we know so. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Kuma Baruchas Hashem Elokim, Elokechem and Oylem V'Oylem, V'Yivaruch Hashem K'vedechem Remek HaBrocha Sila, Akal Brocha, Brocha Tein Latila, Give a Baruch Shemayim K'vod. So the Achroidim ask, what is the difference between the two Brayis? So the current Oyer explains, according to the first Brayis, they did blow the Shofar, by not only in the Beis HaMikdash, but everywhere did they blow the shofar. According to the second Braisa, says they, Karen Ira, they did not blow the shofar. The only place they blew the shofar was in the Beis, was in the Beis HaMikdash. But there are achronim that suggest that there actually is no nafkamina and lahalocha between the two Braises. And they say that not just here, many times we find in Shas and Ikad Amri, and even though we find in Shas and Ikad Amri, that doesn't mean that there's actually a machloikus. Tan Rabbanan Roshonus, Oimer, Baruch Hashem, Al Kay, Summon Oim, Vaolam, Baruch Go Yisrael, Vehain Oinam Akra, Baruch Shay, Kwe Machusal Oilam Void, Vechazak Ness Oimer Tiku, Hakanam Tiku, Vechoiz Voim, Mishonas Avram, Bimini Bahar Maria, who Yanes Vishmet Kulta Kaskam Yoim Azeb, Valshnia. And then he says, the Chazan had a repeat, as we discussed a moment ago. Became the called Brocha Brocha. Achas Oymer Tiku, by one bracha the Chazan would say Tiku, or by Achas Oymer Riu, and by the other bracha he would say Riu, Ach Yigmas brachas Kulan, until all the brachas were recited. V'kachinik Reb Chalifta b'tzipayri, Reb Chananya b'tzirajid b'sichni, k'shabah adove etzal chachamim, amr lo yonigin ket el b'shar mizuch b'arabayis. We learned in the Mishnah that the Tana Kama held that amongst the brachas was Achronis and Shofris. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Lo yatzarch lam zechayin v'shayfris." We didn't say zechayin v'shayfris. He said different brachas. Amar Rav Adad Menyafa, my tam de Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda not agree with the Tanakama? So he explains, "Lefish ain oimer zechayin v'shayfris." He holds the only time we say zechayin v'shayfris is Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, or b'yovelus on the Yom Kippur of the Yovel, or b'shas mechama, or when they go out to war. But in all these cases where we don't say when it's a question of rain, we don't say according to Yehuda this nusach. And the other, the Tanakama explains, the Ran says that just like when we go out to war, we say this nusach. When Klai Yisrael is nebuch suffering from a lack of rain, it's like we're in a Shas Tzorah, like when we're in a going to war, and therefore he holds it's appropriate that even under those circumstances we say Zechroinus and Shifras.